Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem lefnei Hashem aleikechem. You're all standing today before Hashem, roshechem, shivteichem, the heads of your shvatim, zekneichem, your elders, v'shaytreichem, your policemen, kol ish Yisrael. So I saw a pshat from one of the Rosh Yeshivas of Nevardik in Yerushalayim, Ben Tzion Brook. He was mamash from the big Talmidim of the altar of Nevardik. So he asks a question. It says, Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem. And again, at the end, kol ish Yisrael. It already includes everybody. So why was it necessary to say, roshechem, shivteichem, zikneichem, shaytreichem, to be mefarit, every single one of them? So there are those that say that the Torah is trying to tell us over here that there's a klal and there's a prat, and every single prat is kosher. A person, a lot of times, can get lost in the klal, because everybody, they're makabel on themselves, all malchus shemayim, so a person tends to forget his own specialty. So that's why the Torah is mefarit every single one of the categories in Klal Yisrael. Every single one has his egne cheshivas by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Rabbi Tzion Brook says a different thing. Rabbi Tzion Brook says like this. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, the third parak of Pirkei Avos, that says, HaChanus Psucha, the store is open, VaChen V'ni Makif, VaChen V'ni gives on credit, VaPinkas Pesuach, and the notebook with the cheshbainis is open, V'hayad Koseves, and the hand writes. He says, it's the same way, that's referring to between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us tremendous chasodim. And on a daily basis, we take chasodim from him. We're supposed to pay him back and not blive a bal chayim. So there's different levels of people that make their cheshbonos with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A tzaddik makes a cheshbon every single day. You know, and he doesn't blive shuldi to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if he did an aveira, then right away he tries to be misakonet. Chazal say, if you saw a tzaddik that's chayta balayla, al tahar rachra, because bevadei by the morning he did tshuva. That's because a tzaddik on a daily basis doesn't want to blive a bal chayim. There's others that they don't do it on a daily basis, maybe on a weekly basis. There's others that do it every Erev Rosh Chodesh, there's Yom Kippur Katan. There's others that wait mamish till the end of the year. It's Yodua, Dr. Ben Tzion Brook, the Zayir HaKodesh says, Atem nitzavim hayoim, with the hey hayidia, that's referring to Rosh Hashanah. So the Torah is mefarit, that there's Roshechem, that are makbid every single day, Ziknechem, a little bit less. Everything lefiyetz chashivas, and a person has to realize that the more he makes cheshbonos, the more chashiv he is, the more he fits into that category. In Kalapi Rosh Hashanah, it makes a big difference. That a person is not allowed to blive a bal chayiv. There's the hand that's writing, there's a cheshbon, all of the goodness. A lot of times people are taking on credit and they never pay back, and that's really a problem. Rabbi Yitzchak Lepetterberger says, we say on Rosh Hashanah, and in the Sana Toikiv, v'choysim yad kol adam bay. The signature of every person is up there. I mean, what's the significance of that? The signature of every person is in the safer. What does that mean? So Dr. Witzel of Petterberger says, there's a fellow that takes merchandise, a grocery store guy takes merchandise from the farmer on credit. He brings him always bundles of fruit on a weekly basis. So the first week he tells him, I don't have cash on hand right now. I'll sell it. I'll make profits. I'll pay you back. The next week, somehow or other, things didn't work out. Again, he says, do me a favor. Extend it. Another week, a month, 2 months. Finally, at the end, the farmer tells him, I can't do business like this. You know, you haven't paid me up. You know, every single time he signs on the dotted line, I'm a chayav myself this. But after a while, the signatures, I can't make money off of signatures. So Dr. Witzel of Petterberger, in the Sefer HaChayim, our signatures are there to be mechayav ourselves. Rabbeinu Shalom, give us a good year and we promise you we're going to pay you back. So 1 year goes by, you know, we take on credit and we apply with the signature. We say, Rabbi Yisrael, give us another good year. Yeah, we'll be good. The signature is the hischaivus to pay HaKadosh Baruch Hu back for the goodness that he gives us. But after a while, when the signatures, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, from signatures alone, you know, I can't keep on giving you good. There has to be mitzvah semaisim toivim. So that's the division of the categories over here. When it comes to hayayim, when it comes to the yayim hadin, there's different categories of people, and every person has to see to it that he makes a cheshbon like the gedolei Yisrael, not like not like those that don't make a cheshbon at all. The niflu of the gemaisu of Kiveger, Rav Kiveger, when he got married, he received a tremendous nod. It's a big nod. Besides the fact that Shreya built him a house and bought him a whole Eitzras for him, he had it very well. Unfortunately, it all went with the fire, you know, he lost everything. But look at Chali, he was sitting and learning b'menucha. Kitzer, in the same city where in Lisa, he was in Lisa, the same city where he was, there was another choshev younger man by the name of Rav Chaim Auerbach, who also became one of the Gedolei Yisrael. So he comes to Rav Kiveger one day, a younger Kiveger, must be about 15, 16 years old. He tells him, listen, I have to ask you about kosher. There's another younger man over here that's sitting and learning, he's an Oniv Evian. When you ask you about kosher, give him your nod. Rav Kiveger looks at him, he says, my nod, like, man, I'll give him a nice little double, but to give away my whole nod, I'm like, well. So he says, what do you need it for? He says, you have a house, your shver house yours, your shver supports you, you know, so you need the nod and sitting around, you'll give it to him. So he says, make a taste, you know, I'll give him a nice little double, but to give away. This was a vikuach. Okay. Finally, he left with a double. That night at about 2 o'clock in the morning, there's a knock at the door of Rav Chaim Auerbach. Rav Kiveger, and he has with him his nod, and he gives him over the nod. So he asks, like, make her a microsover, a hashta microsover, and why up his punt at this time of night? Rav Kiveger said, when I went to sleep, before I go to sleep, I make a cheshbon hanefesh, I did something wrong that day. He says, I made a cheshbon hanefesh that maybe I was pegeya in your covet. So I'm coming now to be mafai, here's my nod. Not because he held it out, he's still held by it. But he was afraid that in the vikuach, he was pegeya in the covet of another Talmud Chacham. Here's my nod. If someone that makes a cheshbon hanefesh, you know, on a daily basis, couldn't sleep at night. So he got straight up out of bed, took the nod and gave it to the person. Ki atam yedatem, you know, es asher yeshna, asher yeshavnu beretz Mitzrayim. We lived in the land of Mitzrayim. Vatiru shikutseyem. You saw their abominations. Vezgiluleyem. Their detestable idols. Eitz v'even. Wood and stone. Keser v'zov asherimahem. So Yadu the Velt says over a vort that Dvarim Tmeyim, it starts out Vatiru shikutseyem vezgiluleyem. It starts out like shikutsim miyasizachin, vermin, rats, and like golo, like manure. And then you get used to it a little bit, it turns into Eitz v'Even. And then after a while, Kesev Izov HaSherimahim. You know, you get enough used to it, the Eitz HaHor gets a grip on the person, and that's what happens. As I was up there with the belt. Chavetz Chaim asks a B'Tayrus Akash, he says, how's it Shayach that a Yid that lives in the Makar Mayim Chaim, he has the sweetness and beauty of Torah with the mitzvahs, with the Kedusha. How's it Shayach that a person should have a Taiva to leave all that and to go over to the other place, which is so mias, as a shayach? Chofetz Chaim, who was a master of Mishalim, said the following mashal. There's a fellow that had a beautiful flower shop with an array of colors, and the smell used to come out, mamish into the street, the people used to pass by, they're very much in the henna. He did a very nice business. One day, next door, a guy opened up a burski, a tannery, where the smell was mamish shreklach. So number one, he used to keep his door open, you know, so that the smell, the good smell, should go out. And now, this terrible smell, first of all, people stopped passing by over there, the smell was so terrible. He had to keep the door closed to his store, so that made business even worse, because even the few passersby saw a closed door, they thought maybe the business was closed. And day by day went by, and he was losing mamish, he lost his ganze parnasa. So he puts up a for sale sign. He says, you know, who's going to buy such a store next to a tannery? Nobody was going to buy it. One day, the owner of the tannery, he walks into his shop with all of his mias, begotten with his smell. So, ooh, this looks very nice. This is ganz fine. A lot of area over here. So listen, I have a proposal to make for you. So, you know, I have to expand. Business is evolving for me. And this is a very good area for me to, you know, if we would break down the wall, I'll buy the store off you, but I don't really have any money right now. I'll make you a shutif with me. We'll share in the profits and everything will be good. So go away, he's not interested in making this thing into a tannery, you know. But after a while, he couldn't put food on the table with the Les Brera. They knocked down the walls, it became one store. He makes him a shutif. He comes in the first day, he had to wear this gas mask. You know, Mamish, he couldn't stand the next day already. He couldn't walk around in a gas mask. He was only breathing through his mouth. The next day, he started taking a little whiff, and then slowly but surely, he got accustomed, and he starts working. And the taka making good business. Ad kidei kach, he was able to put away a nice amount of money. See, after a while, his wife tells him, he says, you know, now that you put away money, why don't you buy yourself another store at the other end of town? You can make yourself a new flower shop. He said, what? Flowers? I can't take people that have to breathe up some nice scents from flowers. You know, regular air, that's all you need. You don't need any more than that. It started out, he couldn't find them the smell. He wouldn't even think of breaking down the wall. What happened at the end? He got so orangutan in it. Mamish, he can't be several people that need flowers to make the smell better. Zok the Chofetz Chaim, that's the way it is. He says, a person look at Chili's taka, he's meruchik from the terrible smell of the Eitz Hara. But once he gets used to it a little bit and a little bit and a little bit, he starts looking at other people. You know, those people that go off the derech, they look at Tami the Chachamim and from me Yidden like they're the Mishagot. Right? I can't take those kind of people. Shaul Shadron said over a Maisa that he remembers when he was a kid. So they didn't have sewer systems in Yerushalayim. So they used to have, you know, some sort of a system. There was one big area, a cesspool they used to have it. Everything used to gather together. They used to hire Arabs to clean out the place, you know, and to have it transported somewhere. So these two, three Arabs, they used to work on it. And then in the middle of the job, they used to sit down for lunch break. And they opened up their sandwiches and ate in the pit. Mamish. The stench was shrekled. So the people used to pass by, "Are you guys crazy? What are you doing?" So they went to them, "You're crazy." You know, like what are you looking at? It's a perfectly normal thing. The Terrence is, they got so used to the stench. What's wrong? Eating lunch, mamish, boy, some mokim. There's nothing wrong with that. That's exactly what the Terrence is telling us over here. That atirues, lechatchila shikutzim, and whatever, giluleim. Then it becomes Eitz Ve'Even, and then it becomes Kesev Izov. That is the way, kachi darka of the Eitz Ahara. Maybe there's amongst you those that are turning away from Hashem. It'll be when he hears the shvur, this baruch b'vavei lemor, he'll like praise himself and say, "Hey, shalom yeh. Shalom Yehieli, everything will be peaceful. Ki b'shvi was libi eilech, I'll go with my heart's desire. L'man svoi sharove es atzmeyeh." Different shot than what that means. So Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natnas and asks, in the Sefer Divrei Shaul, but it doesn't make sense. If he hears the words of the Shua with the clothes, that's a reason why he's going to say, "Yeah, it's going to be okay." Right? It's one thing if he doesn't hear it, but from the Pasuk is Mashma, he's going to hear the words of the Allah, and then he's going to praise himself that everything will be fine. Like, what's the pshat? How's one a result of the other? How's the shvuah with the clothes a result? How does that result in his saying everything will be fine? Says Dr. Yosef Shaul Natanzan. He says, what is the shvuah that we're talking about? By Arvus Mayav, that's when they were kairos the bris of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh. Everyone's responsible, one for the other. And on that, there were shvuahs with all those medals names. So the fellow's going to say to himself, I'll keep on doing my averus. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh, so that tzaddikim are going to suffer the punishment, you know, for not being mechiach the door, and also HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the lightning rod to absorb everything. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh. So it'll come out, for some people, the shvua, most people, the shvua, it causes pachat. But for someone that doesn't want to hear the word of Hashem, that very shvua that causes pachat by other people, he says, oh, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh, tzaddikim will suffer on our behalf. And that it says, lo yoyva Hashem sloyach loy. You think you're going to be part of the klal? He says, I'm going to take you personally, and you're going to get an ish. Tzaddikim a lot of times attack a soybul for the door, but that's not going to pat to you. Lo yoyva Hashem sloyach loy, oz yeshen af Hashem, then Hashem is going to get angry. Why is there an anger, especially against such a person? is someone that takes the midas hatoiv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He set up a Kol Yisrael HaRevim Zeh B'Zeh. We should help each other. We should be responsible for each other. We should give each other teichacha. So you're using that milah that Hashem gave to prevent Aveira, and you're using it for your own selfish purposes of Aveira. Oz Yesh Anaf Hashem, that's going to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu even angrier. Lo Yoiv Hashem, Sloyach Loi. I saw Moivi the Kipshat. This week's parsha, it says, and at the end of the parsha's Nitzavim, it says, Loi Bashamayim, it's not Bashamayim, Loimar, who's going to go up to Shemayim and get it for us? It's not at the other end of the Yam. The matter is very close to you. In your mouth and in your heart to do it. So, one of the Rosh Yeshivas in Panovich, his name is Hagoyin Rishleima Berman Shlita. He asks a question. What mitzvah are we talking about over here? It's machloikis between Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi learns is going on Torah, the Kima mitzvah is Talmud Torah, Karve Lech Adover Ma'id. Ramban learns is going on the mitzvah of Tshuva. So here's the question, is Karve Lech Adover Ma'id, really? It's so easy to learn Torah. Torah we know needs yigi, you gotta break your head on it, mamish, paspa melech teichel, mayim bam surat tish, dal oretz tishan. You gotta sit in Harvey, you gotta break your head. It's not easy to figure out a sugya. So what does it mean over here? Kikarav elecha hadavr ma'id. How do you learn pshat? And tshuva. Tshuva is an easy thing. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta said, it's easier to finish half of shas than to break a bad meat. So tshuva is an easy thing. Like, what's going on over here? So he says, the Gebal de Gibshat. There's a famous Tanna Dvei Eliyahu. It says, Eliyahu Anovi once met a simple fisherman. And he asks him, what do you do for a living? She said, I'm a fisherman. She said, how do you do it? She says, I plant flax, and then it grows, I spin it into string, and then I make netting, and then I put it into the water, and I catch fish. So Yonavi asked him, what's with Talmud Torah? Talmud Torah, you know, that needs a lot of talent, a lot of kishon, that's not for me. So Yonavi told him, Hestis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you enough seichel to be able to plant, and to be able to make it into string, to be able to make the netting into fish, but for Torah he didn't give you seichel. So Pashat Pshat, you learned that ton of Eliyahu, I always thought it's like a teichochet. It's an excuse, you're giving an excuse, it's not an excuse. That's why you always learn Pshat. Where Shlomo Berman tices up Givaldik, he says that when a person feels that something is his life, then he comes up with Koichus Memela. He says, why did you come up with these kaychas? Because you know you got to put food on the table. And you know, if you don't have a panasa, if you don't put food on the table, then who knows what's going to happen to you. So you come up with those kaychas to be able to do that. If you would feel that the Torah is part of your life, you'd already come up with an eitz of how to use your kishreinus, how to use it to be able to sit and learn. The ikkar is to know that it's a chelik of your life, and without it, you can't be alive. Your life is not a life without that. And it's a davar yadua, that when a person is muchrich to do something or to think of something, he thinks of it. So, you know, we're learning in yeshiva now about migu, you know, taina. Believe me with this taina, because if I was a liar, I could have said a better taina. They say over in the name of Rugenius and Ives, every single person's a genius to think of a better taina. Plenty of people are not pikkim enough to think of a better taina. So how can you just make a blanket statement? Yeah, if he was a liar, he would have thought of a better line. If he doesn't say it, he's telling the truth. Hey, I can tell you, see, a lot of people wouldn't think of it. So Yonson Eibshitz says, when it comes to a person's money, he thinks of everything. You know, his money is his life. It's his parnasa. Then a person can come up with all kinds of zachen. It's a davar yadua that people in times of stress, they talk about weak people. That people were under a car. They picked up a car to get somebody out from under. It wasn't Shaykh HaMetzias. Under stress and under pressure, a person could come up with kaychas that he never had before. So around Rav Zelmel of Elojener, he was once learning in his house, and he needed a sefer desperately, but he couldn't get to it because it was like in a bookcase behind another bookcase. He's pacing back and forth, and he needs it. He walks over to the front bookcase, picks it up, and moves it to the side, which was Bechal Na'alfi Kaychari. The Teretz says he felt, this is my life. It's pikuach nefesh for me. He picked it up and put it to the side. Dr. Shlomo Berman, it's not easy to sit and learn. It's not easy to come up with pshat in the sugya. Or if it's close to you enough that it's part of your chiyus and you need it, you have to have limud Torah and you have to do tshuva. If that's close enough to you, then it's beficha b'vav chalas ha'isei. People come up with the kaiches when something is very close to their heart. When it's not close to their heart, then they can't come up with the kaiches. But kikarav eilech adav, that's what Eliyahu HaNavi told this fellow. He says, why did you come up with those kaiches? You got to put food on the table. That your makir is your livelihood. If we would be makir, that our lives depend on limud HaTorah, our lives depend on tshuva, you can come up with the kaiches already. Even Bashamayim Rashi says you'd go up to Shemayim and get it. That's a Mari de Kipshat that I saw from Rosh Shlomo Berman, Rosh Yeshiva. He wrote the Sefer Asher L'Shlomo. I saw a very nice pshat from Rav Yaakov Galinsky Nageya to the capital that we say L'dovid Hashem Oiru V'Yishi, and it's a shtickle eitzah, you know, in Aseres Yemei, we're coming to Rosh Hashanah to give us hope and to give us His Eirus. David HaMelech says in the capital L'dovid Hashem Oiru V'Yishi, the Ezbecha Ba'oholoi Zivchei Sruah, I will sacrifice in his tent slaughterings with song, or shira v'azamer l'Hashem. I'll sing and I'll make music to Hashem. So the Mefarshim ask a question. He uses a lashon of ezbech b'holi zivchei srua as if truas were blown during the korban. The pasuk says not like that. It says in the pasuk, it says ubiyom simchascha, on the day of your simcha, uskatem b'chatzoytrus aloy v'seich uskatem is a lashon tkiya. Right, Chatzoytrus used to blow a straight blast. So what does David HaMelech mean? So he said over the following, Yaakov Galinsky said his egg in the air. He said the following. A younger man came over to him. He has a bakosha to him. He says he's a rav in Ramat Gan. And he asked him if he can come and speak. They're making a big siyum, mamish. Everybody in the shul is coming. The city is coming. It's a big simch. Yaakov asks him, which Masechta you mean, Messiah? So he says, you mean Messiah, Masechta's Tainus. So Galinsky's thinking, Tainus, okay. It's not from the biggest Masechta, it's not from the hardest Masechta. You make like a big celebration. He's thinking, okay, it's interesting. He says, how many people are coming? He says, everybody is coming. How long did it take you to finish Masechta's Tainus? He said, 5 years. I was thinking 5 years, you make a cheshbon, they learned about an omid a month, you know, and they make no big deal out of it. He's thinking, it's very interesting. He says, when exactly did you learn this? You had a Seder for it. So he says, we did it every week, 10 minutes before laning. We had a Seder for 10 minutes, you know, that's when we learned it, and over 5 years we finished the Masechta. So Yaakov says, I'm coming, and if I have the kayak, I bring Gans Bnei Brak with me. People think, what's 5 minutes? What's 10 minutes? What's the big deal? He says, 5 minutes and 10 minutes, they mitzdarif. You start with the little things. When you start with the little things, they mitzdarif to one big cheshbon. He says, that's the pshat. David HaMelech says, Be'ezbech HaBaal. He wasn't talking about Korbanos and the Beis HaMikdash. He was talking about his own private sacrifices. Trua is little pieces. He says, I'll sacrifice a little and then sacrifice a little bit more and sacrifice a little bit more. That's the way you have to start your avodah. If you always aim for the big things, you know, then you might never get started. But if a person starts with little things, a little bit here, a little bit here, a little bit here, so then he can talk it to a gevalde gezach, and it's little things that turn into big things. I saw a mice this past Shabbos that it at least changed my week. I hope it lasts, but it at least changed my week. And also, talking about little things, there's a sefer called Harafua Bahalacha. It talks about all kinds of medical shaylas. So the mechaber of the sefer, he says he met a doctor from America that was a Baal Tshuva. He became a Baal Tshuva. He got into a conversation with him, and he asked him, what was ma'ur you to do tshuva? So he said, a Maisa Shahid, it was a particular story. He says, he had a patient in New York who was a Talmud of Rav Moshe Feinstein, and the patient was deathly ill, mamish. It was a matter of any day. But the doctor said, and it was his opinion as well, that if they'd operate on him, they could extend his life for about a half a year. But the operation is a painful operation, and he'll have tzari afterwards. Is it kedai? We'll just let him, you know, live out the last couple of days of his life. The family did not know what to do. So he himself was a Talmud of Ramesh. He said, I want you to go ask my Rebbe. So the doctor volunteered. He knew how to articulate the question. He went to Ramesh to ask the shayla. He comes to Ramesh, and he tells him the maisa. The first thing Ramesh breaks down crying. He said, he hadn't heard from this Talmud in a while that he's found in such a matzav. He said he was crying for between 20 minutes to a half hour. He couldn't stop crying. Just after he finally came to himself, Ramesh thinks, he says, he should go through with the operation. So the doctor told him it'll be painful, and it's only a half a year. So Ramesh said like this, first of all, I'll be misbalafim. That's number one. Number two, if he's going to live an extra half year, makes thousands of brachas during that time. Every bracha creates a malach. He'll have thousands of malachim being melech yoshevim. One never knows how his life could be extended. So he goes up to Ramesh. I'd count the mice. I don't know what the safe dover was. Did he live? They performed the operation, but I don't, how long he lived that, I don't know. But it's a mitzvah kisayrus. We make every day how many brachas? Each bracha by itself creates a malach. You make hundreds, 100 brachas a day at least, right? 100 malachim stick, and if you make it properly, that's 100 pure malachim being made letzioisha for us, right? Every day, you go over a week, a period of a week, and over a period of a month, over a year, thousands and thousands of malachim. So it would behoove us, and that goes into the ezvachol v'holei zivchei sruah. You start with the little things, one bracha, two brachas, you know, and you make up your mind. They're not just daven it up, you know, Baruch Atah Hashem, like with the Taich and have Kavana. You're Gebenesh Hashem. I just saw Rav Avigdor Miloteiches. I bend my knees in deference from the Birkayim. Baruch, I bend my knees in Achnoah to you. Or you should be Marvi your Koiches with this Chesed, or you're praised with this different Pshat. Even the simple Pshat. Atah Hashem Elikenu. The person makes a bracha like that, you create a stark malach like that. You know, it's a maridik thing, and that goes into the category of vezbecho ba'holi zivchei shvuah. Yerusha mishitaka bizoiche to have a gezunta Rosh Hashanah with a gezunta aseres yimei tshuva. Shvuah bizoiche to a ksiva ksiva toivet. Shabbos, everybody. Good Gebenesh Dior.